VOA News, I'm Gene Randall. Qatar says it's quitting the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries to focus on its exports of liquefied natural gas. The tiny Arab Gulf nation is locked in a diplomatic impasse with Saudi Arabia, which dominates OPEC. But a top official in Doha says the decision to leave was not driven by politics. Qatar, which has been a member of OPEC for 57 years, says it still plans to attend the organization's meeting on Thursday and Friday this week in Vienna. The oil cartel did not make any immediate comment. The casket of former U.S. President George H.W. Bush will be taken to the U.S. Capitol Rotunda today, where the 41st American president will lie in state. Mr. Bush died late Friday at the age of 94. University of Virginia political scholar Larry Sabato says the one-term Bush presidency has long been underrated.
As people look back and as people are recollecting the Bush presidency, it looks a heck of a lot better than it did at the end of it. Bush, of course, was defeated for re-election, and most people at the time considered him a failed president. But now I think we can see in retrospect that he was actually quite successful, arguably the best one-term president we ever had.
There will be a state funeral for President Bush at the National Cathedral here in Washington on Wednesday. The World Bank says it's doubling its funding, $200 billion over 5 years, to help poor nations adjust to global warming. The bank's announcement comes as teams from 200 countries begin a two-week-long climate change conference in Poland. The meeting follows the G20 summit in Buenos Aires, when 19 countries reaffirmed their commitment to the Paris Climate Accords. The United States was the only nation to vote no. President Trump has taken the U.S. out of the Paris Agreement. A far-right anti-immigrant party has won its first-ever seats in the legislative body of Spain's Andalusian region. The Vox Party claimed 12 seats, giving a majority to the conservative bloc. The vote was seen as the first electoral test for Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and his socialist party. This is VOA News. Asian markets rallied today on the news the United States and China were calling at least a temporary halt in their trade war. The two countries have agreed not to impose any new tariffs on each other for the next 90 days, while working to reach a lasting agreement. The news is being met with guarded relief by U.S. lawmakers. AP's Ben Thomas has a report.
If it happens, it goes down as one of the largest deals ever made.
President Trump calls his agreement with Chinese leader Xi Jinping an incredible deal. As for lawmakers,
clearly it is encouraging to see that we are talking with the Chinese on the trade front.
That's Democratic Senator Ben Cardin speaking on Fox News Sunday, as did GOP Senator Roy Blunt, echoing the sentiment, but adding,
we need to see some real specific figures here. This has hurt a lot of Missouri farm families and farm families all over the country.
Trump says he'll hold back on tariffs and the Chinese will do the same while buying massive amounts of U.S. products.
Tremendous amount of agriculture.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The start of a global campaign to push for peace in Syria has been marked by Pope Francis in the Vatican. A special focus is on the youngest victims of the fighting. AP's Charles de Ledesma has a report.
The Pope's lighting of the candle with the images of some 40 Syrian children, mostly from Aleppo, launches a global campaign for Syria, which the organization Aid to the Church in Need says involves some 50,000 children of different religions from war-torn Syrian cities. Francis wants a movement of peace in the war-torn country, which has been martyred by a war, he says, which has lasted for nearly 8 years. He's told believers gathering in St. Peter's Square on the first Sunday of the Advent season leading up to Christmas that Advent is a time of hope. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine is accusing Russia of blocking the entryway to the Sea of Azov. Volodymyr Omelyan is Ukraine's infrastructure minister.
It's a real blockade at the Kerch Strait entrance. Not a single ship heading for Ukrainian seaports or leaving Ukrainian seaports of Azov Sea are allowed by Russians.
Ukraine imposed martial law in areas near the Russian border last week after Russia seized 3 Ukrainian Navy ships and captured 24 sailors. Ukraine has banned Russian men of combat age from entering the country. There have been no reports of deaths or serious injuries in the magnitude 7 earthquake that struck Alaska Friday morning, though many roads in and around Anchorage were badly damaged. Meanwhile, Alaska authorities say the critical supply of food and other goods delivered to the port of Anchorage from the rest of the U.S. has not been disrupted. Gene Randall, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip.